You're listening to an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.
Hello, Chirp listeners. My name is Dylan, and I am here with Nicole, Sophie, and Frankie of Daisy Chain. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So let's start with All in a Name. This is your band's first full-length album. What did crossing that threshold feel like for you as a band?
Well, I mean, it was a really exciting threshold that I think all bands think about, dream, and aspire to do, and it takes a lot more prep work than I ever imagined, even having, you know, a foot in the industry, being a musician. It's a lot of work that you don't see, but it was really exciting.
It definitely felt like a huge milestone was reached, and professionally, I feel like we all kind of had to like level up with this experience, and I kind of felt like I just got like a degree or something.
A certain threshold for bands or artists is like 2 albums or 5 years and or. And if you do more than that, then you are the extreme exception to the norm. And so, you know, we've been a band for pushing 8 years now, and we had 2 EPs before this. And so it really feels like, you know, we're really in it for the long haul. You know?
How did this process differ from the first 2 EPs that you released?
You know, I was still super green in the world of recording personally. A very like new, unsure experience with more of a learning curve. And we were kind of on our own time as far as like the writing process. So this time around with the album, it was much more of a timeline, and it's much more structured.
Yeah. And I think just having an external perspective and working with a producer so closely on this project in particular made it a big leap for us.
So you worked with Sylvia Massey on this album. You know, she's worked with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Prince, and Johnny Cash. How did that partnership come to be?
We sent out a bunch of emails to all of our dream producers and people that we really wanted to work with. And she was obviously top of our list. And we didn't expect to hear anything back, but got a response and really clicked with her right off the bat. It felt natural, and it was a great experience to work with her.
Beyond her technical skills, what did she draw out of you artistically that you didn't expect?
She pushed us a lot. She asked us to write 100 songs for the project, and we took the challenge and kind of ran with it. And going into it, it seemed like an impossible task, but we did it. We wrote 100 ideas or songs, and we whittled them down to 10.
What was the process of whittling 100 tracks down to 10?
Once we sent in all the demos, she basically narrowed it down to, I think it was like 22 or 25, and gave us some homework on those, like, you know, write some vocals on the bridge here, or can you rewrite the lyrics on this chorus, that type of thing. And then we sent edits to her. She narrowed it down to another few tunes. And then when we got to the actual session, we recorded the drums and bass and scratch guitars and vocals for about 17 songs. And then at that point, she was like, these are the 10 that I think are the strongest. Let's make sure to get to these. And if we get to any of the others in this session, then it's icing on the cake.
What were some of the inspirations for this new album, and how did that influence the production style?
If we're talking about like the production, you know, when we went in, we kind of were definitely talking about how inspired we were and influenced we were by Pink Floyd and just like psych rock in general. So we wanted like that kind of Pink Floyd vibe-y, like lots of reverb, big sound.
Definitely an homage.
I think there was loosely an idea floated of kind of like, if Pink Floyd came out in the grunge era, like what would they sound like? Something like that. As far as like non-musical influences or inspirations for the record, for me personally, like it's like what men and women can do working together. Going on today, there's crazy manosphere people and men's rights shit. When people like actually like take time to listen to each other and work together and make an effort to seek out other perspectives, you know, yields really awesome things.
Psych rock is a relatively male-dominated field. Being a female-fronted band, have you faced moments on stage or off where creating a safe and open space for women was detested or underscored in a powerful way?
We get on stage, we want to be just a powerful force. Sure, sometimes it is met with, I would say, one out of every 1,000 people might say something kind of misogynist or be like challenged by female fronted rock in some way and make it very clear at the merch booth. But like for the most part, people are like honestly like ready and down for it. So I think people get excited when they see us on stage. I think they're interested. I hope when we get up there, we do psych rock justice and we are just like are true to ourselves and enjoy being the badasses that we are, male or female.
It's funny, like, I mean, not funny, thinking about how dominated psych rock or the music industry in general is by men. I remember on like our first tour, we played a show in New Orleans, and after the set, the venue owner came up to me and said, "Hey, it's nice to see a band where it's not just four white dudes on stage."
No, but it is important though.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope that psych rock and, you know, all genres of music and art and creative fields in general are able to represent all types of people. It's just so important to get different opinions, different viewpoints across. And it's so necessary, especially in these times.
Yes, it's enriching to see through other people's lenses, you know, and the more diversity and inclusion in those spaces, the better I think we have against the Christian fascist regime. You know, it's all about community and, you know, at the end of the day, just trying to make sure that the community we're curating is, you know, inclusive and
that people feel comfortable and safe going out to any social situation and just wanting to be themselves.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you take this energy with you when you perform on stage, and does it influence the, you know, style of writing you bring into the studio as well?
I think so. Yeah. I think we all have sort of not only musically evolved, but evolved into our, lack of better words, stage personas, our Sasha Fierces. We're just, you know, it's so much fun to to be able to explore creatively with that too. And not only sonically, but be like, okay, this is how I want to represent myself and represent our band. And it's really cool. And it's cool to get up there and to be like a hype person for the night. And everybody just wants to have a good time and party.
Yeah, it's been really cool kind of just watching each other grow into it, like grow with this album, and just like watching each other honestly just like fucking crush it. Like everybody just really brought their A game for this album, and like it's really affected how we play live together now. And it's just everybody's really leaning into themselves. And I feel like, you know, in the album there's definitely like different vibes and they're all really authentic, I feel like, to each of our expressions. And every song has like a dash of each of us in it, and it's just like super cool to see it come to life and just see it so well received.
Lastly, like, what do you hope listeners experience or carry with them after diving into All in a Name?
Yeah, I hope people just connect to the songs, whether it's all of them or one in particular, and are able to experience something with them and get something from them.
I hope that people feel something fresh and something that, you know, captures a lot of the chaos and the extreme like overload of different vibes that really feels like the world now. I hope it's something that people look back on and are like, you know, this is not something that's just a product of its time. This is something that's like stands on its own.
Sophie, Nicole, and Frankie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. My name is Dylan, and this has been a Chirp Radio Artist Interview. Daisy Chain's first album, All in a Name, is out now. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This has been an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.